You're with SBS Radio.
Nakikita ng 5 nakakatandang Australiano ang kanilang sarili bilang mas marunong sa teknolohiya kaysa sa mga nauna. Sa kabila nito, dahil sa walang katapusang kagamitan at aplikasyong umaandar sa isang pindot ng buton lamang, ano ang mahalagang galing na dapat matutunan ng isang tao upang maisama ang mga makabagong teknolohiya sa kanilang pang-araw-araw na buhay? Pakinggan natin ang ulat na tinipo ni Amy Chen Yu Wang na isinali namin sa ating wika. Hindi nakikita ng 76 na taong Brian Corner ang kanyang sarili bilang isang nerd na gumugugol ng 3 hanggang 4 na oras online bawat araw sa pagsusuri sa email at paggawa ng research. Bilang isang guru sa Brisbane Seniors Online, personal na nagsasanay siya ng malapitan ng daan-daang estudyante sa basic computing skills at ang kanyang payo sa iba ay ang pagkuha ng pinakamahusay na teknolohiya bago ito maging huli. Dahil sa 70% ng binabayaran ni Corner ay sa online, ang kaginhawahan ng teknolohiya ay nagbibigay sa kanya ng luwag upang pamahalaan ang kanyang gawain nang hindi nagmamaneho at naglalakbay ng mas malayo kaysa sa noong una.
I might be looking at share market prices briefly during the day a few times. It's allowed me, in my case, I've been able to handle our finances and investments in a way which I wouldn't have been able to do without access to technology, whether it's researching stocks and shares, or whether it's doing share transactions, that type of thing, being able to keep records of what's gone on with our finances. It's all very, very handy.
Orihinal na itinayo ng Brisbane Seniors Online mga 20 taon na ang nakakaraan upang matulungan ang mga taong umaalis sa trabaho at mas mahusay na matuntunan ang mga teknolohiya at pagandahin ang kanilang paghahanap ng trabaho. Nitong mga huling araw na kung saan ang mga estudyante ay mas magaling kaysa sa dati, ang mga tao ay sabik na matuto ng teknolohiya para sa personal na dahilan.
Many people are reading online newspapers, for example. They're pursuing hobbies, bridge or even golf. Maybe making bookings to go and play golf. Finance is also a major one. People want to do their banking online because it's so much more convenient. Buying stuff online. So it's a great variety of things, really. I shouldn't overlook Skype. Those types of programs are very, very useful in terms of helping people communicate with friends and family who aren't close by.
Samantalang ang mga sesyon sa pagsasanay ng mga komunidad ay madaling mapuntahan para sa mga nagnanasang matuto ng mga bagong galing, gumawa ang Brisbane Seniors Online ng mas personal na paraan sa pagtungo sa mga bahay ng tao at mag-alok ng pagsasanay gamit ang kanilang sariling kagamitan.
There are many organizations which do help seniors. But generally speaking, they run classes or they run one-on-one training sessions on maybe a library or a community center's computers. And then when the person goes home, they find that theirs is, of course, quite different. It behaves, they have different software and looks different, all the rest of it. Whereas the way we do it, we found it's very, very successful.
Sa ibang dako, si Danuta Antoniak mula Perth ay nagtutungo sa lingguhang sesyon sa internet cafe na pinatatakbo ng Umbrella Multicultural Community Care. Para sa 70 taong Antoniak, ang pagiging online sa presensya ng iba ay nagbigay sa kanya ng sariling kakayahan sa social network sa kabila ng digital stream.
I have the basic knowledge, but with help of the staff in Internet Cafe, I learned more. And I also meet many new people and I have more friends. And my social life improved. I enjoy doing it. It's much easier to find things, you know, like look up for something online and also use Google Maps and this kind of stuff. So it's very, very helpful with everyday life.
Samantala, sinabi naman ni Henrietta Podgorska, manager ng Umbrella Communications and Community Engagement, na ang internet cafe ay itinayo 7 taon na ang nakakaraan upang makatulong sa mga nakakatandang migranteng mas makakonekta sa kanilang mga mahal sa buhay gamit ang kanilang sariling lingwahe. ang resulta ay naging positibo dahil gumanda ang kalusugan sa isipan at dumami ang koneksyon sosyal sa mga gumagamit ng internet cafe.
What we saw is that they more open up, that they actually started having more friends. So it's actually have like a ripple effect on their immediate surrounding as well as in their own life. We have people who, not even overseas, but their family moved to the, you know, East Coast and they could not communicate. And it was an anxiety for the family as well, for the person, because they only had the landline. Now the person actually can tell them in real time that I'm leaving the house now. So just a little bit of less stress for the families as well, for the person. And unrealistic. They're just having so much fun, you know, sharing recipes, looking at funny YouTube videos.
Samantala, nasabi naman ni Marcos Riley, positive aging advocate at author, na ang kalusugan ay nagiging isang mahalagang bagay para sa mga nakakatandang taong gumagamit ng teknolohiya.
It can be a really great tool in maintaining relationships or in better enabling you to maintain the sort of lifestyle that you want. So it might be a wearable device that helps you stay connected with a family member or a carer. It might be a device that helps you maintain or monitor your probably blood pressure or different levels of exercise that you've done where you might need to be, you know, managing that.
Ayon sa Seniors and Technological Report na inilabas noong nagdaang taon, ang pinakapopular na gamit para sa mga may edad na lampas sa 50 taon ay ang mga smartphones kasunod ng laptops. Inirekomenda ni Riley ang mas malaki at portable devices para sa mga nakakatandang taong maaaring malabo na ang paningin.
A tablet device is often proving really useful for older people in particular. It's big enough to see clearly and to play with and to work. And yet it is still mobile, so you can take it to the family when you go and visit them or to the library or to a particular place you're going to. So you can use it in more places. You can take it with you when you're perhaps getting some help from other people. Also, that sort of device has got endless sorts of applications and uses.
Balik sa Umbrella Multicultural Community Care Internet Cafe sa Perth, ang mga nagsisilbing may edad na 90 taon ay nagsasaya sa kanilang lingguhang pulong sa teknolohiya. Inirekomenda ni Henrietta Podgorska na ang mga newbies ay magtatag ng kanilang email account para karamihan sa mga mahalagang panimula ay maisama sa kanilang programa. Nagmamalaki si Podgorska sa mapayapang kapaligiran ng internet cafe.
The internet cafe is designed to be like a social learning model. You don't have like intermediate or beginner class. Everyone goes there with different levels of skills and they're helping each other. So again, that generates some conversation. So it's a lot of chat going on. And they're looking up what their interests. Really, really diverse. We had someone come in and just wanted to use Gumtree because they wanted to sell the table. You know, and they heard that Gumtree, they can do that.
At sa Brisbane Seniors Online, nakikita ni Brian Corner ang mga guro na naging ehemplo na ang edad ay isa lamang numero habang masaya silang nagsasama ng kanilang galing sa pagre-retiro.
Yeah, there are people well into their 80s who are still teaching, so it's never too late. Not only is it never too late to learn, it's never too late to teach as well.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.